This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners had this sort of issue where there was a family member who was struggling, cancer, and when the adults were saying, you know, glad it finally happened, when he passed, he's, you know, basically at peace and, you know, what a relief. Grandchild overheard and did not interpret it the same way an adult would, and was confused why somebody would be happy that grandfather died. How do you discuss that? How do you, discuss death with your grandkids? How do you, or with your kids? And so it's not easy. To me, I turn to religion. So depending on your religion, there's usually, this is already in the textbook. Okay, there's already a protocol. There's already a recipe. Right? There's already directions that you follow. But, you know, kids, depending on how old they are, they understand things differently. And you kind of have to be aware. We might understand, know what we know, but how a 3-year-old thinks versus a 5-year-old thinks versus an 8-year-old thinks, it's difficult. Now, and so whereas an adult would look at somebody who has cancer that came out of remission, came back tenfold, was causing horrific pain, muscle wasting, they weren't able to eat, they were, you know, and you're looking at that, you can't really necessarily explain that to a grade schooler, you know, somebody younger. And so, you know, how I would do it, now again, this might be different for your religion, but how I would explain things to my kids is that this is one part of God's world, and God has a whole other part to his world. Some of us are on this side, some of us are on the other side. And that I have a lot of family members that have gotten to go to the other side. You're not supposed to go there before you're ready, you know, because you definitely don't want people thinking about suicide or anything like that. You don't want to make heaven sound like so much fun that they're like, well, man, okay, well, let me get to that side quicker. So you have to still be careful. But Grandpa, like when my dad died, God needed him to do some work. So he brought Grandpa to his side. Grandpa's not coming back because he's got this job to do. We'll see him later. Well, but right now, God needs him. And he's got a job to do. And so if you have somebody that misinterprets you, you could say, look, Grandpa was in pain. Grandpa was not happy. He had something that was very, very painful. And God helped him. And he's not in pain now. That's why we're happy. Now, kids, you know, are learning that, you know, death is bad. Death is bad. Well, of course, you don't want them to die. We say, don't do that. You'll die. You know, we scare the hell out of kids. But then you try to bring up a concept where death is not bad, that there's, it's a part of life. It could be scary for them. So if you ever don't know what to say, don't. Talk to their Sunday school teacher. Talk to their doctor. We usually know, you know, how to handle it. You don't want to say a wrong thing, although it's really difficult on a Sunday night when your child is asking you these questions. You know, and you could say, you know, sometimes death could be very, very bad. But sometimes death is a part of life. And then they're like, well, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And say, you know, you are not going to. You're not going to. You'll be fine. But you have to be careful. You have to do things to protect yourself. Now, and you still want to teach them because you don't want them to run out into the street. You don't want them to. I remember when I was a kid in the 80s, there were young boys putting Superman capes on their back and then jumping out of windows thinking they could fly. You know, we do have to have honest conversations with kids. We don't want to traumatize them, but we also don't want to undereducate them worried that they're going to traumatize. But I bring up death, you know, to people, even adults, as, you know, look, it's a whole other dimension. Now, I believe all my family members who have left are there. I believe their spirits are there, their souls are there. I believe God has other jobs to do. And I believe Earth and what we're doing here and the meaning of life, it's a job interview. God's watching all of us. And he's watching and seeing what we're doing. And if he needs us, he's like, I need you now. He's like, oh, Dahlia, no, please. You'll just, oh, my God, you'll wake everybody up here. Just stay there. Stay on Earth for a little while longer. So I don't know when God's going to want me. Hopefully he doesn't want me soon, because I still think I have a lot of work to do here. Now, but he may want me. He's like, all right, I got a position for you in shipping and receiving. You're up. But, you know, I lost an uncle to leukemia. And as a kid, he had died in the 50s, so it was way before I was born. But I was asking my mom, why would a good person, because I thought dying happened to bad people, living happened to good people. But, you know, if Uncle Stanley, if your brother was a good person, why did that happen? And she couldn't explain it. She would just, you know, sometimes bad things happen, and, you know, he got cancer, and I always found that very, very distressful that, you know, such an angel would have his life cut short. But how I have reconciled it is God, he didn't need to do much more of a job interview. He was hired on the spot. God saw him and said, I know exactly what you could do for us. And we need you to make it as peaceful and easy as possible. And I got work for you up here. And so that's how I look at it. Now, you know, you don't want to lie. Maybe my conception is completely wrong. And everybody will form their own conception of what, you know, death is. But sometimes you do need to explain that the passing of somebody who's old is not always a bad thing. You know, with their animals, we all say, well, they go to the farm. They go to the farm. You know, maybe we need to change that, because my kids are like, well, can I go to the farm and see all the animals? No. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as we spoke about in the earlier hour about Alzheimer's and finding signs early, when we talk about cancer, when we talk about diabetes, when we talk about heart disease, the common theme is catching the disease early and identifying the early signs of the disease. Well, we are now in the medical field being able to incorporate AI to help us do this. Scientific wellness is a new approach to healthcare. It focuses on using data and tech to prevent diseases as well as promote overall health and wellness. This is a shift from traditional medicine approaches that primarily focus on treating the disease. We need to kind of get to the before
part of things. And so joining us next, who we are really, really excited to have, is Dr. Nathan Price, Chief Scientific Officer of Thorne, to talk to us about how we could utilize AI to identify early signs of disease. Dr. Price, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
Wow. Well, talk to us more about scientific wellness. This is fascinating.
Yeah, so the idea behind scientific wellness is that we want to take the same level of scientific rigor that has been applied to the study of disease for so many decades and instead apply it to the study of health. In fact, I was on a panel right before the pandemic with the chairman emeritus at Harvard Medical School, and he put this in a way I really liked, which is that healthcare is the only industry that does not study its own gold standard, which is wellness, and that's really what we want to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, the traditional medicine, the traditional approaches to healthcare versus now what this can do. Talk to us about the differences.
Yeah, so the big difference starts at the very foundation. So much of how we set things up in the science world is all around the study of disease, right? The National Institutes of Health are, in fact, a collection of different disease institutes. And the way that medicine works primarily is diagnosis to drug, which is, you know, post-symptom. So that's all set up that way. So when we think about scientific wellness, part of it is generating a lot of data, starting from people who are relatively healthy, monitoring them over time so that we can understand, like, what are those early warning signs? How do we intervene? And then can we intercept disease kind of before it gets going?
You know, a very common study that keeps coming up is how people on statins may be at higher risk of diabetes. But I have found that many individuals who have had diabetes 10 years before their diagnosis had high cholesterol. And so, you know, catching these things early, you know, and understanding the risk may actually also allow us to, you know, shall we say, you know, modify some of the theories we now have in science and understand that, no, there might have been some genetic tendencies to begin with.
Yeah, and I can give you two examples on that front that are really interesting. This was done. So one study is that on the statin, so you're exactly right. You get nearly a 10% increase in diabetes for individuals who are on statins. Now, it turns out, and we learned this from our scientific wellness studies, jointly with Sean Gibbons, who's a good collaborator at ISB. But basically what it showed was that your microbiome plays a huge role. So if you have a certain kind of microbiome, we broke this into four groups. Only two of those groups showed any evidence that they would increase diabetes markers. The other two didn't. Mm. And in fact, in one of these kinds of microbiome, microbes or bacteria that live in your gut. And in fact, for a subset of them, if you had certain kind of bacteria, a statin would lower your LDL cholesterol by double the rate of the rest of the population. And so we were actually able to see that by gathering all this dense data across populations over time just from what we call these scientific wellness studies. So that's one thing. The second element relevant to what you just talked about is that it turned out that if you're trying to lower LDL cholesterol by lifestyle, right, so you're trying to stay off a statin, right, you want to say, can I do this by just good behavior? It turned out that we could predict in advance who could succeed at that and who wouldn't, and that was predictable by genetics. So a lot of the features that you're doing, even early as you're trying to adjust these, are very personalized based on all these other factors that we're bringing together in scientific wellness, your genetics, your blood measures, your microbiome, you know, and that's why we test for a lot of these kind of things at Thorne.
We're speaking to Dr. Nathan Price, Chief Scientific Officer of Thorne and co-author of The Age of Scientific Wellness. You know, Dr. Price, so many of our listeners obviously are very, very health conscious. How can they take control of their health? How can they utilize this?
Yeah, so I think there's many things that you can do in the broad sense, just being aware of the kinds of measures that you can get at, so having an understanding of what's going on from blood measures, from microbiome, getting genetics, kind of knowing what you're at risk for. We try to make this as practical as possible for people as well. Thorne.com, you know, for our company, that's T-H-O-R-N-E, E at the end there. But basically, we try to make this simple for people as well, where you can get access to over 300 products, but then have testing that helps to indicate for the kind of things that you might be having a problem with, or if there's issues that you're trying to avoid, what are some of the things that you can do? And I think bucketing that into your first line is lifestyle, right? Lifestyle, diet, like what can you do that will make a difference on your health? Then I really like to look to the natural world, which is what Thorne really is building products around, and then, you know, get into the, you know, pharmaceuticals or the medical system as needed if something gets more serious. But basically, you can take very proactive control of your health. And one thing I'll say is you really should, because no one in these systems, in the healthcare system, is aligned to perfectly to maximize your health besides yourself.
Amen to that. You know, a recent study had talked about niacin. And niacin, we had known about this in the medical field, but it started to become very, it became discussed more so in this last month or two, how for some individuals the niacin could help their cholesterol panel, but for others it could make it worse. And so I think people are starting to get confused where there's a recommendation for one, but it could turn around and be a boomerang for them. And it just cements the point and highlights, lays evidence to, we are individuals and our care may have to be individualized where it's not a one size fits all.
That is exactly true. And it matters where you're at. And it's not even one size fits all on like person to person. It's also you at one point in time versus you at another point in time. So
True. There
is a lot of personalization that needs to happen. So within scientific wellness, I'm really a big proponent of getting your measurements so that you actually know what you're driving towards. Another big factor is, especially if you're trying to achieve prevention for around a different scenario, it's very unlikely. We've actually done this in, you know, big artificial, AI, like digital twin simulations and things of this nature. But basically, it's very unlikely that one simple intervention is going to be the solution for you. It's almost always a combination of things. And so you want to take a systems approach or a personalized approach that's tailored to you, where you're hitting it from multiple angles. A simple way to think about this, right, if you have a clock or something has three broken gears in it, you got to fix all three, right? If you solve one of them, you know, any one of them won't do anything. And this turns out to have big implications for clinical trials and so forth, where we do all of our clinical trials typically on one intervention. That makes it much more likely to fail than when you do personalized interventions that are informed, where you're doing a different combination that's tailored to every individual.
So true. So true. Another great metaphor is you got three boys, they're running around acting up, just getting one to behave, not enough. You got to get them all to behave. Yep. I hear
that's
you.
A better metaphor. I like that.
Yeah. So great. In the last minute or so, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about Thorne and scientific wellness?
Yeah. So I think that as we talk about in the age of scientific wellness, there's a huge push right now across healthcare. Deloitte actually did a very interesting study where we spend about $4 trillion a year in the United States on healthcare, and they're forecasting that about $2 trillion of that over the next several years, I think going to 2040, are going to shift towards wellness. So there's going to be this big sea change coming, and I would just encourage listeners to participate in that and think about the ways that they can be proactive about their health. That there's so much more you can do than you could even just a few years ago. So trying to take advantage of that. And for people that want to find what we're doing, as I mentioned, thorne.com is there. We're on socials, on Instagram at Thorne Health. And just be proactive about your health wherever you do it. And I think it's just a wonderful time to take advantage of the new technologies that are available now.
So true. And Thorne with an E, www.thorne.com. Dr. Price, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
Same here. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tahib. Tebow Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Farmers in Texas aren't sure what's alive and what's not at this point with a fast-moving wildfire, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, burning through the panhandle. It's left 60 counties under a fire disaster declaration, burning 300,000 acres of land just since yesterday. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month in a remote Arctic penal colony, will be held Friday in Moscow after several locations declined to host the service. His funeral will be held at a church in Moscow, with the burial to follow at a nearby cemetery. New York City Mayor Eric Adams done with his city being a sanctuary city for migrants. He says if you commit a felony, a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly, you show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tragically, wildfires are spreading across the Texas panhandle, threatening towns, forcing evacuations, cutting off power to thousands of homes and businesses. According to NBC News, a fire at the Smokehouse Creek north of Amarillo has burned through 500,000 acres, is 0% contained. It is now the second largest wildfire in Texas history. Governor Abbott has issued a disaster declaration for 60 counties, urged Texans to limit activities that could create sparks and take precautions to keep their loved ones safe. Mind you, this is February.
going into March, this isn't peak wildfire season in terms of thunderstorms, in terms of dryness, in terms of heat. But there have been strong winds, unseasonably high temperatures, and dry grass that we believe are fueling the fires. Rain may arrive tomorrow, hopefully. According to Fritch residents, Hutchinson County Emergency Management spokesperson Deidre Thomas, such much-needed resources are beginning to arrive, but Fritch area residents should prepare themselves because some homes are completely lost. There are still active structures on fire in Fritch, and active fires are still there. Some homes have been destroyed, but some have been okay. Video is showing cattle trying to flee. You look at the grass, and the grass does look pretty dry. And they are, of course, the topics of climate change and climate concern come up. New report from the Copernicus Climate Change Service, the European Union's climate agency, found that wildfires in Brazil, Venezuela, Bolivia in February have produced the highest carbon emissions for the month since at least 2003. There have been a significant increase in the number of wildfires across the tropical parts of South America in the second half of February. The intensity and their estimated emissions also jumped in the latter part of the month. Tropical parts of the continent, including Venezuela, Brazil, also are approaching peak wildfire activity for the year. Now, with what's going on in Texas, we have many storms that may hit the Midwest. As the Texas wildfires are continuing to burn, the Midwest is facing a cold front and severe storms. Over the next few days, we don't know if the higher winds and those sorts of conditions could possibly spur more wildfires. Obviously, we need rain. This is called the Smokehouse Fire, now considered the second largest wildfire in the state history. 30 of the largest wildfires occurred in the state between 1988 and 2022, the largest being the East Amarillo Complex Fire that took 907,000 acres in 2006. The Big Country Fire was back in 1988, was the third largest, burning 366,000 acres. So as this is growing and 0% contained, it's concerning. The impacts on farming, the impacts on food, the impacts on wildlife. In fact, we're being told that the fire is burning near a nuclear weapons plant. Flights at Chicago's O'Hare Airport were grounded and passengers were forced to shelter in place after tornado reports were being told. The nuclear weapons facility is, though, planning on reopening. It is the Pantex nuclear weapons site in Amarillo. You know, having had a fire in my house and as a kid, having to evacuate and losing everything from that, I couldn't imagine what people are going through. It is so devastating when your childhood memories, all your belongings, and you are starting from scratch. My parents were very proud, so they would not accept community support. You know, my school wanted to do a collection, and they said, no, we're going to do this ourselves. They were very proud, and I get that. But it's frightening because you don't have a place to stay. Luckily, we were able to work with insurance and be able to get a motel so we could at least have a roof over our heads in the meantime because we didn't have family in the area. But it's definitely not easy, and it's devastating. Now, from the power outage, interesting. In Texas right now, 13,859 people are out of power. But they're not the only state dealing with power outages. 13,000 people are out of power in California. 10,000 right now in Washington State. 10,000 in Georgia. 16,000. There are more people without power in Tennessee right now than Texas. In Ohio, 11,500. In Michigan, we have 25,000 people without power. You know, I really urge you guys to keep an eye on what's happening with power outages. It's a fascinating map. It's called PowerOutage.us. Every time I log on to it, Texas has outages. Texas, I don't know if their grid is, I don't know if it's privatized or what's going on with, but their power, I know, is a little unique in how they do power compared to other states. And I notice they seem to grapple a lot. But then again, they are a very highly populous state. A lot of land, large land, next to Alaska, one of the largest in terms of square miles. But this PowerOutage.us is a fascinating website to me, because when we have power outages in Nevada, it's devastating, especially in the summer. And so when our power does go out and we don't have air conditioning and things are getting hot, well, we like to pack up and go. Let's just go somewhere. Let's head to the coast. Maybe let's get a motel that might have power or better generators than we do. And we're just so grateful that we have cars that we could jump into. And we have this executive branch that is hell-bent on making us so dependent on electricity that I just wonder if that's the smartest thing. And power outages are, we could predict power outages. That's something that I think you don't have to be a fortune teller for, especially as more and more people are dependent on a power grid. They say the reason why Texas struggles, it's multifactorial, is their grid may be archaic, it needs upgrading, there's too much reliance on it, there's too much demand on it. And so we should probably learn from what's going on with Texas before we start to add any more demand. And I know people think that I'm just being anti-electric vehicle because I got nothing better to talk about. I'm not anti-electric vehicle. I think the idea of electric vehicles is very cool. I've driven one. I don't have one. Very cool. It's fun. To me, luxurious. It's something that, it's like a rich people toy. I don't see the practicality for middle class, lower income. I don't see it right now being financially practical or realistic. I also find it anxiety producing, because when my phone is losing battery or my laptop is losing battery, if I'm in a car that's losing battery, we're hearing lots of reports of inconsistent battery. But you might think, okay, great, I have 215 miles left, only to find out when you're in cold weather or going up hills or on the highway, the mileage drastically changes. Now, we don't need that type of anxiety. We don't need that extra pressure on our grid. It should be a choice. If you want the cool, fun electric vehicle, that's great. But trying to tell us that it's better for the environment, I'm not completely convinced of that. And even, with the Maui fires, people have been blaming the power company for the Maui fires. It could have been the thunderstorm. It could have been the hurricane that was to the south of Maui at the time. But we really want more power lines. We want more electrical grids. If people are really that worried about climate change and things drying and wildfire, you really want to add more electricity? If we're having low water, you really want to add more batteries, electric batteries, whose fires take hours to get out and tens of thousands of gallons of water? There needs to be some studies done. We also need to know accurately how often an electric battery ignites or upon impact, and the amount of impact that it takes to do that, so we can understand the safety of it. But, Texas right now is grappling with a lot. And I don't know if adding more to the electric grid is helpful in any way. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yeah.
in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you're not alone. I'm telling you right now, you're not alone. I'm hearing time and time again, many of you are applying for jobs. You're applying on Indeed, LinkedIn, and you will a few days later say, sorry, we are moving forward, looking for another applicant. Or although your application is highly impressive, we do not feel it's the right fit. We are going to continue to look for somebody who might align with our need. I don't know what BS you're getting, but people are getting really frustrated and they're losing their confidence, which is a big no-no, because we're having a tough time getting people to go to work. Nobody wants to be turned down. And now we have a lot of unemployed individuals or underemployed individuals that are afraid to apply because they think they're getting rejected. Well, let's kind of look at what's happening here. Okay, we've spoken about this before, but do not take it personally. There are a lot of moving parts here. So when I used to pavement pound to get a job, I would walk in to the restaurant and say, are you looking for a waitress? Are you looking for a hostess? I walked into Jack in the Box saying, are you hiring? You would meet the manager. You would smile. You would, convey your personality, convey your work ethic, convey in a very minimal amount of time that you were very eager to work there. They would hand you an application. They would watch you fill it out. Now, you could take it and bring it back, or you could stay there and fill it out. I would sometimes stay there and fill it out. And then if there was some garbage on the ground, I would just run, pick it up, throw it out, wash my hands, and then go and continue. Or I would just be nice, wave to people going in and out. Let that manager see that they're going to be hiring an employee that has no problem picking up trash and has no problem with customer service. I would get the job. Most jobs I applied for, I got. Because there was a process you could do in person. Well, now we have dissected that all out. The very first time my son was looking for a job, I'm like, well, walk in and pick up an application. Okay, well, nothing screams Gen X or over 40 than you walking in and asking for an application. And my son said, when I did that, they all said, just go online. Just go online. Like, but you want to work at that location. How do you do that? They said, just go online. So now you are going onto a web or the cybersphere, and you are uploading a black and white, image of yourself on paper, hoping that somebody will pick up your personality, pick up your work ethic based on that. And because things are online, rather than you getting that one-on-one and getting that step up, you are now among thousands. Now, we always tell medical students it's easier for you to get the residency if you've done a rotation and they know you and see you. If not, you're just a piece of paper. You're just, or not a piece of paper, you're just a digital entry. And so for those of you that have been applying to jobs all over your city or the Southwest United States or the Eastern Seaboard, and you're getting nothing, it's not you. Don't take it personally. It's that they are being hit and they are being, apologize, people call it, they are being inundated with so many digital applications all over the world. So now rather than you being one-on-one, you're one of a million or a few thousand. Number two is, as we know, there is a huge, huge, huge push for diversity. Rather than it being optional, do you mind answering some of these questions? I am noticing on applications, it's just, but can you please tell us about your race? It's optional. You could say prefer not to answer, but you know you're not going to get the job if you prefer not to answer. And so almost every application I'm hearing is, all right, what is your race? Do you have a disability? Are you a veteran? Do you need sponsorship, visa sponsorship? And so these are things that are probably gleaning and changing. What's your gender? What's your race? So, you know, if you have a company that is now looking at their labor pool and finding that they could be under criticism for not being as diverse, then they are going to need to satisfy that diversity. We are hearing that there is company after company, we're going to be talking about this, laying people off. So you see an ad for individuals that you're hearing these companies are laying people off, but then there are these ads. What are these ads? Why are these ads out there? Well, is it that the company wants to promote somebody within, and they can't do that without following the handbook or following the guidelines where they open the up to the public? They have no intention of hiring somebody from the outside, but they need to show that they entertained applicants from the outside before they promoted from within. So, again, I'm not saying don't waste your time, but understand that it might just be going with the motions of doing what they need to do so they can hire who they want anyway. And then you have many individuals with budgets, and they will not get the budget renewed. We spoke about this in December, if they don't spend it. And so they can't spend all their money in December. So if an HR department wants their budget renewed and the company's not hiring, they'll still put ads out there. So then they show they're still, you know, well, we're always looking for new talent in case somebody quits. We have people ready to go, and they could justify the spending. I'm not saying all HR departments, but that's it. So here you are looking at ghost jobs. So what do you do? How do you advance? Because it's looking like people are getting rejected after rejected after rejected. Well, one, this economy is unique right now. People are, you got Paramount, you got Google, you have tons of companies right now dumping employees. I think Macy's is shuttering a bunch of stores. Outback and Blooming Brands shuttering a bunch of stores. So what you need to do is you need to get that personality back. And so even though there's all these recruiters and there's LinkedIn and Indeed and ZipRecruiter and all that, you know, maybe call the human resources department. Most human resources departments still have telephones, or emails. And maybe do reach out personally and say, look, I understand that there's a lot of ads that are out. You know, do you prefer us to go through LinkedIn or any of those and apply that way? Or is there a way I could do a direct application to you? Don't worry about it hurting your chances of getting a job because you're already not getting the job anyway. And say, look, you know, I've been, you know, a fan of your company. I noticed, you know, this is the type of work you do, which I have a passion in. This is, you know, I have a real nice cover letter on that email or when you do talk to them, you know, and say, how do I get my application noticed? Because I really would like to work for your company. And you might have an HR person say, look, we have a hiring that we're struggling filling. Just send it to me. I'll move it up the chain. Or you may have others say, look, I'm at home right now. I can't deal with this. Just go do whatever it is ZipRecruiter tells you to do. But, you know, things are different now. You don't necessarily have a front desk person you could smile at. People are working from home. But just do not lose confidence. Yeah, but you're going to have to be a little creative about finding ways to get the job. But if you're just clicking a button or doing easy apply, it's not getting noticed. 1-877-DOCTORALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.